This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 21st. God's word for you today is Sustaining Grace. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 and 5. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. God's sustaining grace does not only keep you standing when you are tempted, it keeps you going when you are tired. The third thing God's sustaining grace does is, it gives you victory when you are troubled. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that God's sustaining grace will give you victory when you are troubled. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, so don't worry because I am with you. Don't be afraid because I am your God. I will make you strong and I will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you. God will make you strong. God will help you. God will support you with his right hand in the name of Jesus. Some of the most difficult kind of trouble to handle in life are the unfair ones. If you go chasing after trouble by yourself and the trouble comes, you pray and God will still deliver you. But you will know that this one is self-inflicted, brought on by self. As tough as that can be, we can bear it. But the ones that are difficult to bear, the unfair ones, when you are innocent and the trouble is coming, it is undeserved, unplanned, and unrelenting. You are innocent. It is not your fault that you were born into whatever challenge you are in. A lady said to me years ago, Pastor, honestly, if I were a man, I would be married by now. So I asked her what she meant, and she said, I would have proposed to a girl and married her by now. She felt it was unfair. She was pretty, but she was just there waiting and waiting and being a good girl. It is difficult to take. Years ago, someone said to me, Pastor, I am trusting God for the fruit of the womb. How can I got married as a virgin? I knew the bad girls on campus when I was in school. I know the ones who did 3, 4, or 8 abortions and they got married. They conceived almost immediately and had children. I waited. I kept myself. How can I be the one trusting God for children? It is unfair. Those are difficult troubles to tackle. So, what do you do when you are faced with undeserved, unplanned, or relenting trouble? The generational causes that have to be dealt with are not your fault. It is undeserved. How do you tackle the circumstances around you that are not your fault? How do you tackle unplanned troubles? Many of us can handle planned events, but when things are unplanned and it just comes upon you, most times we are confused. Many of us can cope with the problem that we know the end date. We can endure it. But when we don't even know when it is going to end and it is unrelenting, incessant, like rain, like they say, when it rains, it pours. What do you do? Let us pray. Father, you are my help. Please grant me victory over troubles. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.